I'm joined on the telephone by Jeffrey Cabaservice. Jeffrey Cabaservice is a historian and director of political science at the Niskanen Center. He is the author of several books, including Rule and Ruin, The Downfall of Moderation and the Destruction of the Republican Party, From Eisenhower to the Tea Party. Jeffrey Cabaservice, my very good pleasure to welcome you back to this radio station.
Hey there, Mitch. How are you?
I'm good. And it's good to chat with you again, sir. Happy New Year to you. Let me ask you, here we are in the situation concerning witnesses, and Mitt Romney, Republican senator from Utah, who may be more in line with sort of your Republican ideals, is at the center of this issue over witnesses. They need four Republicans to vote to have witnesses in this Senate trial. We'll have to see if that, you know, comes or not. But Pat Toomey, a pretty conservative Republican from Pennsylvania, floated this idea for every witness the Democrats get, Republicans will get one as well, which would probably mean if Democrats get John Bolton, and they want more than John Bolton, but if they get John Bolton, maybe then the Republicans get Hunter Biden. Let me ask you about what you think about Mitt Romney at this moment and what kind of position he is in within Republican circles concerning this trial.
Well, thanks again, Mitch, for having me on here. Mitt Romney, who's now the senator from Utah, is an interesting character. I think he feels he represents the Republican Party as it was before it was taken over by Donald Trump. And he may have some personal reasons to oppose Trump, too, such as the time when Trump really humiliated him by taking him to dinner, making him grovel in the hopes that Romney would be appointed Secretary of State, and then hanging him out to dry. So Romney may have his own reasons that would be personal for wanting to push for witnesses, but it also may just be a matter of principle. He may feel that this trial will feel like a cover-up if the Republicans don't allow John Bolton to testify, given that just about everyone in America by this point knows that Bolton was a first-hand witness, or says he was a first-hand witness, when Trump confirmed that he was, in fact, pressuring the Ukrainians to investigate the Bidens, as well as to announce this fabricated corruption narrative about Ukraine having interfered in the 2016 election. So, you know, Mitt Romney may, for high-minded reasons as well as for low-minded personal reasons, want to see witnesses present.
Jeffrey Cabaservice, we're now into the prayer to begin the session of today's Senate session in the trial, which probably means we only have about a minute left. But I want to ask you about this. I see this. The White House is telling senators to expect a very tough legal battle if they do call on John Bolton to testify as a witness in this trial. That would be really remarkable to me, because suddenly we could see the situation in which a Republican-controlled Senate who seemingly wants to acquit Donald Trump in this trial is suddenly having to go up against Donald Trump in court in order to get these witnesses if they choose to have witnesses. Is there some peril for the White House or even the Republicans in general of that dynamic?
Oh, sure. I mean, the Republicans wanted to get this over and done with as quickly as possible. Drawing this out longer by going down the court battle route and therefore allowing the Senate trial to extend over weeks, if not months, would be disastrous. No one wants that. However, what I think may well happen is that the Democrats could request the Chief Justice of the United States to actually issue the subpoena to Bolton, and that might actually wrap the thing up very quickly.
And that would be interesting in of itself. And of course, if it is a court battle and it does likely pretty quickly get to the Supreme Court, that's a situation in which John Roberts also serves on the Supreme Court. So very interesting times to see how this is going to turn out. And then finally, and we are really down to our final few seconds here, but do you see long-term consequences from this trial in November, the election?
I do think that the long-term consequences are bad for the Republican Party. In the short term, they're pretty good because I think Trump's base is very fired up. It's almost certain no matter what scenario unfolds that Trump will be exonerated. But in the long term, this disregard for truth and evidence, this doesn't do the Republican Party any good with its eroding middle-class college-educated voters.
Jeffrey Cabaservice is a historian, director of the political science at the Niskanen Center, author of the book Rule and Ruin, The Downfall, Moderation, and Destruction of the Republican Party, From Eisenhower to the Tea Party. Jeffrey Cabaservice, I thank you.